with all of Arizona screaming the announcement of spring. Welcome to Rosie on the House. Boy, we've got everything this morning. We've got mallow, poppies, lupine, brittlebrush, marigolds, paintbrush, fairy dusters, ocotilla, palo verde. I mean, it is all blooming right now. It's screaming. Welcome to spring, and today's topic of the show is remodeling or making over that space, that room, right out your back door. Rosie on the House has you covered today. We have Romy down in Tucson covering the Saba Home Show at the Tucson Convention Center. We have Jennifer out at the Scottsdale Expo at Westworld covering the Super Scottsdale Expo today all across Arizona. Rosie on the House has you covered. Romy's got a special guest down in studio in Tucson. Good morning. I've got John J. Harper here in our studio in Phoenix. Romes, what's it look like down in Tucson this morning?
It was an absolutely beautiful morning, sunny skies. I didn't pay attention to the weather. It just felt great. I don't know, maybe about 70 degrees, Eric. What do you think?
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, it's supposed to be like 80 maybe today.
Nice. This is Eric Clark with Savano Nurseries. Not new to the program. He joined us last year for a specialty for plantsomething.org. We did a preview.
Last year.
Y'all were talking about your fruit trees, if I remember right. Y'all had a new grafted, was it an apple tree we were covering?
Well, we talked about a lot of different fruit trees that we have. You know, it's surprising. You know, a lot of people are surprised you can do a lot of different fruit trees, like the apple trees. But yeah, we have varieties of apples that are low chill that do well here, from Galas to Pink Ladies to Anna apples, and they all really do well here.
That interview cost me a lot of money because we got done at the studio here. That I followed you over to Savano. I loaded up the back of my truck with as many as I could fit and brought them home. But they've been in the ground. They flowered this year. A couple of them have little tiny fuzzballs on them coming out.
Yeah. They can get really productive. You know, I have an apple tree in my backyard that gives me about 200 pounds of apples every year, and it's just really productive. And not with a lot of water. It doesn't take a lot of water. Some, but.
Excellent. Well, we're here. The Saba Home Show is going to be opening up. I'll be headed over there after we're done here. We're sitting in KNST Studios right now. And welcome to calls. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you have a question for John J. Harper or Mr. Eric Clark of Savano Nurseries, we are here standing by for you.
That's right. We're here. And again, the topic is remodeling or making over that space right out your back door. John J., you've got some tips and ideas for us just in the way you start thinking about that.
Well, I think you need to think how you're going to use. You know, everybody wants a fire pit. Everybody wants a nice barbecue. You know, those are the things we probably do the most in our backyard is swim, maybe, and cook, barbecue. So think about in relation to that, especially when it starts to get a little warmer, you know, how far away do you want that barbecue to be from your kitchen where the food is probably originating from? How far do you want it to be from maybe where you have visual contact to the pool and the guests or the kids that you're watching? So, you know, think about that. I see a lot of expensive outdoor kitchens plunked down way out on the other side of the pool in full sunshine, you know, that wouldn't be the most friendly place to cook in even the middle of May in the middle of the day.
My theory on that is the farther your outdoor kitchen is away from the house,
the less it's going to get used.
The less it's going to get used, and the more complete a kitchen it has to be.
Well, or that.
Or you're just going to have to be making trips back and forth. I mean, it's got to have a freezer. It's got to have a big refrigerator. It's got to have an ice maker. It's got to have a dishwasher.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to have everything that you would have in a normal kitchen. So that's a great point.
And be in the shade.
Even
in January, you know, or February in the middle of the day, if you're trying to cook and the sun's beating down on your head, you know, it's not as comfortable as it could be. So, you know, location, location, location. Same with fire pit. I think sometimes people put their, you know, it's nice to have this little secluded fireplace, fire pit out somewhere, but chances are if you got to walk clear across the backyard to go light it, start it, you know, have one there, but have one maybe right outside the right off the back patio too, if you can, you know. I've got like three.
there
in my
go.
Backyard. So
there
I,
you go.
We can have little conversations and fire pits going all over the place. We just need nights that you can burn a fire to be able to enjoy them.
Boy.
But I think all of that, plus, you know, the one thing to consider, too, maybe you have the actual figures on this, but I got to believe that per square foot, the remodeling or expanding your outdoor living area has got to be one of the best values that you can do to your home.
Absolutely. It comes right behind a second bathroom. If you're in a 2.5 or 3 bed, 1.5 bath,
mm-hmm.
that second full
yeah.
bath is the highest return on investment. Right behind that is a dynamite backyard.
Yeah, especially in all Arizona, even northern Arizona, when you can use that backyard so many months out of the year.
You can. You know, one of the things we're going to be talking about today in trying to remodel or make over that room outside your back door is we're going to try and encourage y'all to take a look at it as a bird would look at it, flying overhead, looking down at your lot. You need to come up with a scaled drawing of a bird's eye view of your property.
Mm-hmm.
That's your blank canvas. That's where you start. Draw in your lot lines. Sketch in where your house sits there. All the things that you don't want to destroy. I was at a client's house who wants to do a backyard makeover. I was with him this week, just this past week. And it was a home that was bought in the absolute depression, real estate depression that we've been through the last few years. And it was a home builder that absolutely did a great job. The home is really solid, got great bones. But that builder hadn't put a penny into the 1 acre lot. So it's this beautiful home sitting on an acre of dirt, and it's literally a blank canvas. So, boy, there's going to be a lot of opportunity there to do exactly what the homeowners want and set it up. It sent me home that night, and I have been stumped for 2 years about what to do with my backyard because we're transitioning from church youth groups and young lives and, you know, your own kids' high school activities to now the grandchildren's activities. And as I have this little transition zone, I'm trying to kind of wedge in what I want out of the deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're like in this family wrestling match about what the backyard's going to be. Jennifer wants more edible landscaping and gardening. To me, that sounds like more fertilizing, clipping, trimming, hedging. And I'm thinking sand volleyball courts, clay bocce ball courts.
I'll tell you, there's
pavers.
There's one item, and it's not a very expensive item that I just absolutely poo-pooed the first time I saw it, and now I would not be without it. And if you want to spend more time on your back patio and your outside,
yeah,
a TV.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You got to have, you know, there is nothing to me more enjoyable this time of year, especially now. I'm a baseball fan. Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
Every night they're on.
Did you stay up till midnight?
I did not.
What was that?
I could not make it.
What was that, 16 innings?
16 innings, 12:30, I think. I just couldn't do it.
Good for the D-backs.
Yeah.
Good for the D-backs.
But anyway, you know, a good sound system or stereo or TV or all of the above will also. And they've got some really cool outdoor speakers and stuff now, so you can really make it nice.
And that's another thing we're going to be talking about, layering. When you start putting your backyard together, you need to layer. And you need to layer in hardscape. You need to layer in plant specifications and selections. You need to layer in light and layer in sound.
Mm-hmm.
So many people put those speakers right on the back patio above mm-hmm. the coffee table. And you can't hardly listen to yourself and have a conversation at the same time. So we'll talk about the secrets and the tips of where to put those speakers so you can get the ambiance, you can get that little CCR roll going, and you can still have a conversation.
And you know the other thing, you know, beautiful waterscapes and water features. I was at a deal the other night. They had to go turn it off because you couldn't talk because the water feature was too loud.
Too loud. Interesting.
So where you put the poolscape water feature going into the pool or whatever, kind of watch that. How loud is it? You know, it's or be able to adjust it or something. It's fun to hear water, but if you're trying to talk and have a, you know, a conversation, it was actually too loud. I had to go turn it off. So,
hey, lines are open at Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-767-4348. 4348, wherever you are listening to us, on any one of the six or seven stations that now carry us. I'm almost losing track. We're having a station added regularly now. We're covering the great state of Arizona. We're covering it for you, the Arizona homeowner, covering it in the Phoenix area today from West Worl at the Super Scottsdale Expo, and Romy down in Tucson from KNST, covering the Saba Home Show. If you've got questions about Southern Arizona landscape or gardening, we've got the guy for you there in studio today, Eric Clark from Savano Nurseries.
And one thing I've always admired about Tucson and their landscape, Eric, is when you drive through the town, it feels like a town, not a city. They've really done a good job building into the landscape and not scraping it flat and putting up ficus trees. I mean, you drive around and you feel you're living in the desert, not on top of the desert.
Yeah, well, we've made a real big effort here in Tucson to plant street trees, and a lot of the road projects, recent road projects, have been using a lot of the native plant material, which is all blooming right now and beautiful.
And in the higher elevation of Tucson, there's a lot more than just creosote growing. I mean, when you look at the succulents and the cactus, I mean, and the variety, I mean, y'all have that huge section of just succulents. Let's just talk through a few of the basic, you know, cactuses.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of, you know, what you see on the streets are a lot of agaves and a lot of yuccas that are native or from desert regions in the Southwest that do very well here. One thing that we have to be concerned about in Tucson is our cold temperatures, because we do get quite a bit colder than some of the, like Phoenix and Yuma, for example. But
I think every place in the world is colder than Yuma.
Hey, we'll carry on this conversation. When we get back, we'll take a short break and get to Lou and Shirley, you as well, here at Rosie on the House.